Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Epke, and I'm delighted to welcome back Julie Barbie, who is a Disney travel specialist. She shared so much valuable information when she was on the show last time that I just knew I had to get her back to pick her brain some more because we ran out of time before we got everything covered because we're talking about Disney, so there's a lot to talk about. So welcome back, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Okay, so let's just jump in and start talking about something that Disney does that I think most folks aren't aware of, which is their Disney Adventures. And as far as I know, there are three types. There are weekend getaways, week-long North American adventures, and overseas trips that last a week or two. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I've looked at some of these, and I got to tell you, they're pretty impressive. But they have a six-day Southern California Disney adventure that includes all kinds of behind-the-scenes and VIP stuff, like staying at a deluxe Disney hotel and behind-the-scenes tours to Walt Disney's private apartment, and Disney backstage and all kinds of stuff. So it sounds really pretty great. What do you think about this trip and about other Disney North American adventures?
Yeah, so Disney himself was a big storyteller. And so everything, you'll notice that as a theme throughout all of the Disney properties and offerings that they have. And so any of these Disney adventures, they want you to really get in that place and really know the story of that place. And so that's why you'll have local guides that are familiar with the culture, that are part of the culture, that can give you information you would not get just visiting these places on your own. That's true with any of these adventures by Disney. But the one you specifically spoke of to the Southern California goes kind of behind the scenes of Disney himself. So you, like you said, you get to visit his private apartment and go behind the scenes at the studios there, at the theme park there, and learn about the Disney Imagineering. You get a VIP tour behind the scenes at Soaring over California Cars Land, a private viewing of the World of Color, which is their nighttime show there at California Adventure Park. You also get to visit a VIP visit to the Jim Henson Company Studios, which we know the Muppets are on everybody's mind right now as they've just come back with their own nighttime show on ABC.
Okay, and they also have a six-day Grand Canyon, Moab National Park, and Arches National Park trip. That sounds, I mean, I wanted to go on this one. They have a jet boat on the Colorado River. They've got stuff for adults only, like wine tasting and spa options. They got a scenic raft trip for all ages, a cowboy-style cookout, off-road, four-wheeling with a naturalist, a Native American dance performance. I mean, all kinds of stuff, because it sounded like it was a really good mix of activities for kids and adults. Didn't you think that was a particularly, good-sounding itinerary?
Absolutely. That's definitely an adventure. Lots of adventure on that one. And again, you know, like you said, you're going to be immersed in that culture with the Indian and the, you know, going in the Grand Canyon and you get to travel along this scenic section of historic Route 66. And then, of course, the adventure with the 4x4 off-road tour and then the speedboat along the Colorado River. So, yes, this one encompasses quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a great adventure thing. And I know now that they have trips that are just for adults and then trips that are for families. So are these, like this six-day Grand Canyon, for instance, is that geared towards both groups or is that just for a particular?
Yeah, so the minimum age on this one is four. They suggest that you're at least six. But what they will do with most of their trips is they will have certain dates that are blocked off as adult only. So it really doesn't change the trip itself. It just changes, the fact that it's an adults only. It's kind of like being at a resort and having an adults only section. So they'll take the same trip, but you just take it with other adults for those particular dates.
Yeah, because I think that's great, because this is a trip I'd want to do, and so I think it's important to point out to people you don't always have to, on these adventures, at least they have things that are just for adults, and I know that's true for the Disney theme parks, too. We have a friend of the family there that they're empty nesters, and they still go every year to Disney And they're not taking any kids or grandkids. It's just them going. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, I ran into a couple on the Disney cruise a couple of years ago, and people are always surprised that, you know, that an older empty nesters, like you said, couple would be on a Disney cruise. But they were having the time of their life, and they were just so excited. And they said, this is what we do. We don't bring kids or grandkids. This is our adult-only time, because there are sections of the boat that have, you know, adult-only areas, and then a lot of the entertainment stuff is geared towards adults. So, yeah, Disney does incorporate that in all of their products. And like you said, Disney World, there's some restaurants that are adult-only. There's some experiences that are adult-only. They have cooking classes now. And then, of course, the famous Victoria and Albert, you can go do a romantic there. So there's something for adults-only at all of Disney's locations.
Well, that's cool here. Well, I know you're real gung-ho about Disney cruises, and since you just mentioned that, let's jump into that thing. What do you think makes them so great? Is it because they have activities for all ages and sections of the boat where you can kind of do your own thing, or just because of the pampering, or what?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. When you start talking about looking at vacations, the first thing I think makes it such an easy vacation is that it is all-inclusive. And so you're not worrying about you know, scheduling meals and paying for meals once you get there, or scheduling entertainment and paying for that. You're just on the boat, you're immersed in it all, and you decide what you want to do, and it's all included. And then it is a vacation that you can do as adults, as a family, as a multi-generational family, and you're going to find that there's activities for everybody. People can be together, you know, at some points of the day, like, you know, in the morning, maybe everybody eats breakfast together, and then you kind of disperse throughout the boat and find your age-appropriate activities or your interest-appropriate activities, and then kind of all come back for dinner and a nighttime show, and then the kids can go back to their, you know, play area, and the adults can go to the adult-only, the entertainment section there with the different themed nightclubs and bars and enjoy that. And you know, then it becomes, it's not a vacation we're doing because the kids want to do it or because the adults want to do it, but everybody can truly find something they love and still all enjoy each other without being under each other all day and having to sacrifice or, you know, compromise or that sort of thing. Everybody gets to do what they want to do and still have fun with the whole family.
Because I'm assuming, you know, like every cruise line, you know, has some kind of kids programs, but I'm sure Disney probably takes it to the, you know, to the top. You know, they would have the most things, whether you're a small child, a school-age child, a teenager, whatever. They would have all these different, you know, like they actually have a disco for teenagers, so they could go, which, you know, other ships don't have stuff like that. So that would make it better, I would think, for...
Right, and the programming is truly exceptional, and they do it for all ages, and not just the kids' clubs either. The nighttime entertainment you get on the boat is Broadway quality entertainment that you don't find on other boats. They do fireworks at sea. They do themed party nights. You know, they have an array of restaurants, and nothing is off limits, you know, in terms of having to buy into another category or that kind of thing. And then they do have the programming all the way down to the tiniest little cruisers, you know, infants. They have Flounders Reef Nursery, and it's a small worm nursery, depending on which boat you're on. And then, of course, you know, the programming age appropriate from children to preteen to teen, and then, you know, your young adult, and then your adults. They have sports on board. They have, you know, there was putt-putt on the last one we were on. There was basketball courts my son enjoyed immensely. So you have all of that. And then, of course, you have your adult options if you want to do, you know, working out or going to the spa or, you know, they have the pools and all that stuff as well. So it's something for everybody, and there's so much on the boat that you don't typically find on other cruise lines.
Okay, so what do you do? What's your favorite itinerary for this cruises? I mean, are they just in the Caribbean, or does Disney go all over?
They're all over, and they change them right much. So you can really travel just about anywhere. It just depends on, you know, where they're currently going. They pretty much always have a Western Caribbean, Eastern Caribbean, and a Bahamas itinerary. They keep that one pretty much all the time.
They got a private island or something, don't they?
They do in the Bahamas. Castaway Key is their private island, and let me tell you, it is heavenly. The white sand and the clear water, and it's amazing. It's probably my favorite place on earth if I had to pick a place.
So that's your favorite Disney cruise itinerary? Would that be?
Definitely anything that includes that. And, you know, it became so popular that they have had itineraries that included 2 days there, because the typical ones, you know, when they started, it would just be 1 day on the itinerary to visit there. But now they've had them with 2 days, which to me, that would be the best thing you could do, is go stay there as many days as you possibly could. But, you know, they also have ventured out, and there's cruises, you know, Alaska, Norway, of course, is popular now with the Frozen, Mexico, Hawaii, you know, they do just about anywhere you can think to cruise at, you know, at different times.
Okay, so definitely something people want to consider there. I know we're going to have to move on. I know we're kind of jumping around, but I want to make sure we cover everything Disney. So that's a tall order, isn't it, Julie? I know.
It is. I know last time we primarily focused on the parks, but this time I know we wanted to look at some other things as well.
I am going to try to talk about the parks, too, but this time I reversed it so that if we run out of time, you know, we won't get as much covered on the theme park since we didn't get all this covered last time. So I want to talk now, though, about the Disney Hawaiian Resort, Aulani. I know a lot of people don't even know Disney has a resort in Hawaii, and I'm not even sure which island. Is it on the Big Island?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay, so
it
tell
is
us about
amazing.
It
is an amazing property. Again, we go back to that, you know, focusing on the storytelling. The people there are native Hawaiian. They are experts on the culture. You get immersed in the Hawaiian culture. Aulani itself means the place that speaks for ancestors with deep meaning. So, you know, very careful there in the choosing of the name as well as what all they put there. They have already, not only do they have a property there, and it is a few years old, they've already started some expansion on that. Once they opened, they realized this was more popular than they thought, and they were going to need some more kind of play areas and pool and dining areas, so they have been in the process of adding that on as well. You know, you're there. They do, of course, feature Lilo and Stitch because that is where they are from. But they also have Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, you know, all those characters if you want to see them. But the fun part about that is they're not there working. They're there on vacation just like you are. So they have on their Hawaiian, you know, outfits as well. So I think that's really neat that, you know, that's where they're vacationing as well. So you get to kind of hang out with them kind of in a different atmosphere. The big thing about Aulani is that they are the only resort on the island to have their own private saltwater snorkeling lagoon. Other places, you don't have that. You don't have your own on the property that's exclusively for you. So they do have their own there with over 2,000 different types of fish. And, of course, again, we've got some adult-only areas, if that's of interest to you. And then, again, we have the children's programming. They have a place where kids can go learn to hula dance, and they have an island math scientist there, and they have activities and games. It's 5,200 square feet of kids club, to be exact.
Wow.
So 3 years and up, yep, they have a beach splash zone. They do stories and storytelling with the kids and teaching them about, you know, the culture as well. And then as far as their pools, like I said, they have an adult exclusive space, but they also have family pools. They have water slides. They have a lazy river, beach areas with snorkeling, swimming, paddle boat, all those things as well. So everything
you can
kind of
imagine. Maybe you
should
just say what they don't have, Julie.
Right. And let me mention this, too, because they do also have a teen spa area, and they're the only ones with a teen spa in Hawaii. And it is a 1,500 square foot for ages 13 to 17, and they also have some other programming there, like computer stations and that kind of thing for the teenagers. So they offer golf nearby. Of course, they have all levels of dining, whether you want just grab and go or fine dining to everything in between. Lots of different types of accommodations, depending on what you're looking for in terms of, do you need a whole villa, a kitchen, laundry, and that sort of thing, or do you just need a nice room to come and relax in? Everything that you could imagine that you would want in Hawaii, Disney's got it there for you.
So if you want to go to Hawaii, you should go to Disney's Aulani. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. If you want the full experience, yes.
All right. Okay, so let's jump in now and get to Disney. We'll start with Disney World. Now, okay. I didn't know this until we were talking last time and I was doing my research here. Disney World, 40 square miles? Is that right?
Yes.
Did I get that figure
yes.
right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's four theme parks, if I've got this right. There's Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot, right? And there's two water parks, too. Is that right?
Yeah, Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know they have water parks until I was getting ready for the interview here. So I know. It's unbelievable. Okay, so tell us. I know that during the recently here that they've been doing all kinds of expansions and things, and some things are underway and some things are completed. So tell us what's new at Disney World.
Okay. Right now, we'll start with the Magic Kingdom. They have just completed the Fantasyland expansion. So that brought in...
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. It is truly wonderful. They brought in the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which is extremely popular. They brought in Beast Castle, which brought the Be Our Guest restaurant, as well as Gaston's Tavern, which... his character appearances by him, and it's the biggest cinnamon bun you would ever see in your life, and they have this wonderful apple cider made to look like beer that is so good. So one of my favorite little places to sneak into there when we're there. And then, of course, Under the Sea with Ariel, the Little Mermaid, they have some new character areas, the new circus area where they moved Dumbo and the Barnstormer over to and kind of created that land in place of cartoon, the can't even think of what it was called now, but where Mickey's house, the cartoon land area used to be, is now a circus area. So that's a cool little theme that they have going there. And then they went in and remodeled an area for Rapunzel's. They're actually bathrooms, which is kind of funny, but it's Rapunzel's Tower there and a little area for that. And they are currently in the process of putting a new restaurant in Adventureland. It will be between Pirates and Jungle Cruise. They actually just closed Pirates of the Caribbean for probably a month and a half and have just opened Pirates back up and are still working on the restaurant. So people are looking forward to that. There was a lot of speculation about whether it would be themed Pirates or Jungle Cruise, but they have come out now and said that Jungle Cruise, it is a Jungle Cruise themed restaurant. So we'll look forward to the opening of that soon. If you go over to Epcot, they have gone into Norway, and they are refurbishing that area to be a Frozen area. So we know everybody is anticipating that with the big Frozen frenzy, as they call it, going on now. So that's scheduled to open mid-next year, mid-2016. So that's pretty exciting there. At the studios, they have actually just closed quite a few things, and we knew something was stirring over there. And, of course, at the Disney D23 conference back probably a month and a half ago, they announced that they're building the Toy Story Land and the Star Wars Land. So they'll be putting in some new rides and some new attractions, some new dining, just different things there around those two themes, expanding that. And then in Animal Kingdom, we've got Avatar Land coming. So they're working, they're busy working on that right now. They're also getting ready to expand the hours at Animal Kingdom and have some nighttime entertainment. Typically that park is closed relatively early, especially in relation to the other parks, because of the animals. But they're working on some things that they can do at night kind of around the animals, and some to even include the animals to have that park open later in the day. So lots of stuff going on, some finished, some not. But oh, and the other thing is Downtown Disney. They are in the process of totally redoing Downtown Disney. The name will change to Disney Springs. They have brought in quite a few new restaurants, new attractions. They are working on, at the end of the year, they will close Disney Quest and open an NBA experience, which will have a store, a restaurant, and a some sort of simulated where you feel like you're an NBA player. So we'll see what all that is about. The other cool thing they have over there, which I knew about it right before we went back in the summer, and then to really see them was interesting, they have these new cars you can actually drive in the water. There's a water area around the new Disney Springs, and it's just funny to see these cars that can drive through water, and you have a little attendant that drives you, and you just go around there in the little water area. So that's really neat, new thing you can do now over at the Boathouse Restaurant. So, yeah, lots going on at Disney.
Gosh, that is incredible, all that stuff. I had no idea. The Star Wars thing will be a huge attraction, I'm sure,
absolutely,
with all that coming out. this year. Okay, so before we run out of time, let's jump in and talk about Disneyland. What all are the parks that are there, and what's new with them? What should we know?
Disneyland has two parks. They have the Magic Kingdom and they have the California Adventure. They are celebrating their diamond anniversary this year. So they've had lots of exciting things going on there. They've had new shows, new nighttime entertainment, just brought in a lot of kind of nostalgic things going on there in the parks. So it's a great time to be there and celebrate that. I forgot what other question you asked me.
What's new? What do we need to know about Disneyland? And obviously the anniversary here, does this mean that they're going to be running some special promotions people should be on the lookout for, some special pricing, or no?
They did. They have been doing that, and they will continue to do it for just a little bit longer. We don't have too terribly much time left, but they started this celebration back in the spring. So it's been going on for a little while now and continue through the year. So, yeah, definitely if you want to go see Disneyland, this is the time to do it, to really take advantage of that celebration and some great specials they've had going on.
All right. Julie, you know I'm a big adventure travel person. I've done these things
right
around the world where I've gone dog sledding in the Arctic Circle and piranha fishing on the Amazon, camping in the Himalayas. And I got to tell you, these Disney trips, I mean, they're as much planning logistically and knowledge-wise as these trips I do because – there's just so much that you need to know. And that's why I think that I highly recommend to people that they get a Disney travel specialist like yourself, and because there's no way you can keep up with all the things that are going on with Disney unless you're on the inside like you. Yeah. And so and I know we talked about when you were on the show last year that there's lots of things that you can do as far as you can actually book ride reservations for people in advance so they don't have to, because, like, for instance, when the Star Wars ride comes out, there's liable to be a two-hour wait for that ride, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen with the new Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and, of course, you've probably heard of the Anna and Elsa lines getting up to 4 and 5 hours because the frozen frenzy has been so crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want those fast passes before you get there, and they go. And if you don't know to go in and get those fast passes, they are gone sometimes before they even hit the door. So, you have to know what you're doing.
And so you can kind of set everything up where people, because, I mean, you could just be running yourself ragged, running from here to there on Disney, because you don't realize 40 square miles is a lot of ground to cover.
Absolutely. So, and I think I told you last time, if you go, you will see those people that are not planned and did not have a clue. They're easy to spot because they are kind of looking up at the sky and looking at each other, and they just don't know where to go and what to do.
And that's bad, because you want people to have the best experience possible, because there's so much to see and do and enjoy if you do it the right way. So
absolutely.
I know one of your suggestions last time you shared a little thing to people is that you recommend highly staying on Disney property, which
yes.
You said that nobody you had spoken with had ever said that they regretted staying on Disney property, but you had lots of people that said they wished they had listened to you and stayed on Disney property. And tell everybody
exactly
why that is. Yeah.
You know, it's a number of things. People are not typically aware of the extras you get when you stay on property, because they have extra magic hours where you actually get time with just resort guests, so it's not as crowded. You can get in the parks early some days, late some days. That just gives you more park time and more time to get some things done. As far as those fast passes are concerned, you get to do them 60 days in advance, whereas people who I think I told you last time we called them day guests that just come in off the property, they only get 30 days. So in that 30 days, the good fast passes get gone. Sometimes in a day they get gone. So if you've got to wait 30 additional days, then you're not going to get some of the things that are most popular. Your magic bands are included. Now, you can purchase magic bands if you're off property. You have to wait till you get there. Well, actually, I'm sorry. You can order them offline or wait till you get there, and they're $12.95 a piece. So that adds up pretty quickly, family of four or five, for that to be included. You also get to get them personalized when you stay on the property. So you pick your color, you get your name put on them, they get mailed to your house. It's really exciting when they get there and you know your trip's almost here. So there's that element of it as well. There's also the dining plan, which you cannot even purchase if you don't stay on the property, and it does save you quite a bit, but especially when it's free. Typically in the fall, they'll do some free dining promotions, and you cannot beat that. That can save you. I've seen that save families sometimes up to $1,000 because all
your food is included. Yeah, because I've heard from people. Yeah, I've heard from people that that's their biggest gripe about Disney is the food cost, because if you're feeding a family.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a bad.
Yeah, the Diamond Plan itself has a discount built into it that you can only get if you're staying on the property. And, of course, when it's free, you can't beat that discount. And, again, you have to stay on the property to take advantage of that special as well. So, and the other thing is, with their three levels, and I think we talked about this last time, you know, with the value properties, sometimes you can get those cheaper than you can get, you know, a standard hotel in Orlando. So you can be on the property taking advantage of all these things and still even paying less than if you went off property to a national chain and then still had to worry about, you know, paying for your food, not having as much time, buying your Magic Bands, doing your fast passes later, bringing your cell phone to the park and paying that $15 parking fee that guests don't have to pay. They don't even have to worry with their car because all your transportation is provided anywhere on the property you want to go, which is fun because they have so many different types. You know, of course, the bus is the main, but they have the monorail and boats and all different ways to get around the property as well. So all of that's included with your stay. So it's a whole different experience, and you're really immersed in it. You know, just like the theme parks, the resorts are all themed, so you can pick your theme, whether it's Polynesian or, you know, Art of Animation, where you feel like you're a member of the Nemo movie or the Cars movie, or whether you want to feel like you're in Victorian Florida at the Grand Floridian. You pick your theme, and again, you're immersed right in that there in your resort as well.
Oh, gosh, Julie, we're almost out of time. Again, this happens every time you come because I'm telling you, she has so much great information. And there's no – we're going to have you back again. I hope you'll come back again later in the future.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so I want everybody to know that there's no fee for your service.
Right.
That you don't charge for your service there. And so I can't imagine planning any kind of Disney cruise, vacation, resort stay, whatever, without going through someone like Julie who knows everything and save you all kinds of time as well as money and just make sure you have the best experience possible. So, Julie, why don't you give everybody the best way to reach you, your contact information before our show ends.
Okay. There are several ways to reach me. One is through email. That is Julie B., D as in boy, Julie B, at cruisingco.com. So that's my email address. And then I'm also on Facebook under Julie Barbie Travel Vacation Consultant. And then a phone number is 336-213-2058. So all of those will work.
Okay. Well, sadly, we're almost out of time here, but I'm going, if you didn't have a pen handy or you missed some of that, don't worry. I'm also going to put Julie's contact information on www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And you know, you can also find all kinds of free travel reports, my trip pick of the week, past episodes of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, and much more. So be sure to check out terrencetalkstravel.com. And in the meantime, I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So please stay tuned.